Do struggles actually come from God?
Ooh, good question. We'll get into this and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Phone lines are open now and we are taking your calls live. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY.
That's right, family. If this is your first time joining us, then welcome. We are an interactive global community of prayer, social media, voicemail, and text. This Let's Pray is the place, truly, season where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Those phone lines are open now. We want to hear from you.
That's right. We sure do. And friends, if you are joining us on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live, that's where you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget to tell us from where you are watching. Today, we will be looking at Elijah in the book of 1 Kings. But before we get into our topic and your calls, let's bow our heads together.
All right. Dear God, we are so grateful just for your word. It leads us, it guides us, and it sets us afire in our souls, Lord. We want to hear from you. We're going to be talking to you today as a community. We're tackling a topic that we need your Holy Spirit with. And so, God, bless us now. Thank you for our community. Bless them where they are at right now, God, and may they feel your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. We love your word, Lord.
Yeah,
this is the truth. It is life. It is truth, isn't it?
It is.
So, friend, how's your week going?
Going very well. Overall, like, season, I before the program, we were just sitting here praising God.
Amen.
The song that we were listening to said, "I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life." And so I'm just, that's the place that I'm in. And there are always struggles, but I'm really choosing to be grateful and to just walk in what God has done for me. And that kind of gives me assurance that he's going to continue to work things out in the future. So that's how
Amen.
I'm doing. How about you?
I love it, Mario. I really must say that with it being a very short while after the anniversary of something so very difficult, losing your very young daughter, and not to stay there too long, but just the idea that we were sitting here, you were sitting here praising God for how good he is. I just sit in awe of him and his effect on you and Natasha and Declan, and just how beautiful the example is of people who, like we're going to talk about today, family, going through struggle and are still able to recognize and not just give lip service, although sometimes that's what we got to do, but to truly have an outpouring of gratitude to God for his goodness.
Man, thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Yeah, that's all I can say is
Amen.
I know it's him.
Amen. I agree with you. He is good. Speaking of going through struggle and hard times, family, I have a special prayer request that we would like to send out on behalf of one of the Hope Channel family members, dear Hector Belvedere or Belvedere. His family is going through the loss of their father, Daniel. Now, Daniel is survived by his wife, Laura, and his children, Carlos, Hector, and Sylvia. And we are just asking that you would please pray for Hector and his family, and that you would continue to do so, because we know that the pain of loss, while we will see them again, the pain of loss doesn't just go away overnight. And then one more special request, family. I bring this to you on behalf of a sister in Christ from our community. She is a global friend in our community. She's asked that we pray for her brother. There is some struggle in reporting who they need prayer for using names. So we're going to remain anonymous. We're just going to pray for Jay. So family, if you could please pray for Jay. He's suicidal. He has been drinking and smoking, and she said that he has a deep love of material and money things. It's causing a great deal of distress in his family, and we talked back and forth quite a bit this week on Messenger. We're so grateful that you have trusted us with praying for your brother. We love you, and we want you to know that we have not forgotten you, and that while we desire to keep you anonymous, we love you, and Jesus knows exactly who you are and exactly what he needs. So family, please lift up our dear brother Jay. All right, please. Amen. That's been my week, just having a chance to a little bit talk to the community. Mm-hmm. Get the to work on the program. I'm really excited about the topic and the scriptures that we're going to be talking about today, because I think it's right where we're at. Yeah. As a globe.
Yeah.
Not just in the States here.
Right. Yeah. They're going to be challenging. And many of them are scriptures we've read if we've been in the faith for any amount of time. But I believe that we need to tackle this topic, and ultimately we get to pray about it. Mm-hmm. Once we've discussed it and come together and just talk.
Jesus.
The old song, tell them about all your troubles, you know. And so that's what we want to do here, and we're so grateful for our community.
Praise. Yeah. The Lord. Family, speaking of the Word of God, we're going to start today's program with two scriptures. Normally we just do one. If it's your first time, we usually just do one, but we're going to do two from the Word of God to set up our time together today, looking at the prophet Elijah. I'll read, and then Mario's going to draw out some of our focus. So the first one is 1 Kings 17:1. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will neither be dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." Not exactly a, "Hi, how are you doing? Here's some good news."
Right.
Not good news at all for our for the audience that he was speaking to. 1 Kings 18:1-2. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land." The third year, family. That's 3 years of family. Verse 2, 3 years of famine. Verse 2, so Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria.
Yeah.
Degrees of famine? No, thank you.
Right, right.
Famine's famine, but severe.
Yeah, you know, season, there's one thing I want to point out after I kind of give some context to this. Israel had kind of lost their way, not kind of, they had lost their way. And God made a covenant with them way back, when he liberated them from Egyptian rule and said, listen, we're going to walk in this relationship together. You're seeking my will. You want to serve me. Here's some things that I expect. And when you get off course, I'm going to bring you back. Mm. It's going to hurt. But I know that you wanted this covenant, but I'm going to bring you back.
Because you've surrendered to me.
Yes.
I'm going to bring you home.
Yes. And yes. So number one, this is in the context of a people who had surrendered to God. And so I want someone out there to know that God's not out here just punishing. Mm-mm. Individuals. Mm-mm. In fact, the famine that took place in Israel was not a punishment. King Ahab was an evil king, and Israel had begun to serve other gods, but he didn't cause the famine to punish Israel. This was a way to steer them back. And if any of us have ever been parents, we know that sometimes we have to go to different lengths in order to get our children's attention so that we can correct that thing in the present so that in the future it doesn't have greater consequences. And so this is God allowing tragedy and even causing tragedy so that in a demonstration of his love and not in a demonstration of condemnation or degradation.
Understood. Yeah. Sometimes when I would contemplate early on in my faith walk with the Lord, and not so far back,
yeah.
I would wonder if, since he is allowing and he's going to carry me through, is he willing to just waste me just to prove some point or to teach somebody something? And we are not just something that the Lord wastes and manipulates and uses for his own purposes without regard to us.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
He knows him. Mm-hmm. He knows that when he's going to draw us into it, he will also protect us in it.
That's right.
It might hurt, mm-hmm. okay? But this is salvation is right. the goal. Eternity is the mindset. Yeah. So if something like a famine can happen so that the people of God, and maybe those who don't even know him yet, can begin to understand that during this time, Baal is not the God Almighty.
Right.
Okay, because he is supposed to be the guy that can help them with their harvest and right. help them with the weather and the climate, all these things. But the famine comes so that the people can see that he is not all that he says he is.
Oh, man.
Okay, and so this, they go, aha. And then when he prays for the rain to come again, this yeah. rain returning shows who is God Almighty. Yeah. So this struggle and hardship that Elijah prays in the first place is very interesting to me. And I can circle back to that in just a sec.
Yeah.
But I really feel like he prayed it so that others could be drawn back to
That's
Jesus.
It.
And isn't that the goal? Not
That's
our
right.
comfort.
Right.
Unfortunately, family, I'm sorry. I listen, Jesus loves us. And if he can give us ease and peace and mountaintop, praise God for it.
Right.
But that is not where we're meant to stay. Okay. And the Lord can provide a way through these things. He protected his people in Passover. He protects his people. But hardship does come.
Yeah, that's right.
It makes me wonder. Mm-hmm. Are we really praying for the will of God?
Wow.
When we look around the world, we want to relieve everything for right. everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And dare I say, we as a culture today would have tried to prevent Christ from going to the cross.
Right.
Family, hear me. Sometimes we are going to struggle. It is a guarantee. The question is, are you going to be struggling in his hands or outside of his hands?
Yeah.
Are we willing to, secondarily, pray his will regardless of the outcome, family? Are we praying truly? His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Maybe he wants the other candidate to win.
Man. Woo.
Yeah. Maybe he wants the other candidate
right.
to win.
Right.
Maybe he wants this or that or whatever. Jesus's prayer in Gethsemane was this, not mine, but your will be done. If I trust him truly, God is sovereign. God is in control. And I live a surrendered life, regardless of what I see with my physical eyes.
Yeah.
I know who my king is.
Oh, man. Season powerful. Family, maybe you're struggling in that moment with a myriad of different things concerning God's will, why he would allow this to happen to you. We don't sit here and claim to know the answer.
No, not at all.
But we sit here and tell you, listen, we want to hear from you. 877-7 Let's Pray. Let's walk this thing out together.
Yeah.
Let's pray about this together. We're all in the midst of something right now, and we would like to prevent it. We would like to be finished with this pandemic, but maybe God is walking us through this, and maybe there's something to all of this. And so if you've been struggling, 877-7 Let's Pray. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you.
And we do have some callers on the line. And family, we want this to be a word of hope and encouragement.
Yeah.
We are the hope channel. We are Hope Channel.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want this to be hopeful and encouraging. And I believe that during these times, God provides community. And that's what we want to do. We want to lift your requests, considering these things and the fact that we are going to go through hard times. Maybe you're in the midst of victory. You're able to have victory while you're in hard times right now. Somebody needs to hear that so that we can grow into that place. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. So family, we're going to go to Caitlin on the line. Welcome to Let's Pray. Caitlin, how can we pray for you today?
I want to pray for my papa, my grandma, my mom, and me. And that next time when I do my test, my science test, that I'll get an A instead of an F.
Ooh, A instead of an F. Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Praise, not a B, not a C. We want an A, right, Miss Caitlin?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like science?
Not really.
Not really. It's not your favorite subject. I hear you. So what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is art.
Is art? Oh, wonderful. I bet you draw beautiful pictures. Praise the Lord, Caitlin. We're going to be lifting up Papa, Grandma, Mama, and you and your science test. Is there anything else that we can pray for today?
That's all.
That's all wonderful. Caitlin, thank you. It was really nice to hear your voice. Give us a call back anytime you can.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
All right. We're going to go to Brother Wilbert in Texas. Wilbert, how are you doing this evening, and how can we pray for you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I just want to pray for Eddie Kendrick.
Okay.
He has cancer, and just want to pray that the Lord would help me and others to seek Him first, and just want to pray for everybody in the world that the Lord just continue to draw them near to Him. Draw near to Him, and be with Him during this pandemic and stuff.
All right, Wilbert, thank you so much. You're continuously allowing the Lord to utilize you, and you're bringing Eddie now in intercessory prayer. So we're going to lift Eddie up. I'm so sorry to hear, and let him know, if you choose to let him know he's being prayed for, that he has a global group of people that are just rallying around him in prayer, and that by God's grace, he will beat this cancer in the name of Jesus. His will be done, but we can claim it until we see otherwise. And so we choose to have faith on Eddie's behalf tonight. Thank you so much, Wilbert.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Amen. Family, before we go to our friend Norris, I do want to ask for special prayer on behalf of my nephew, Christian. He and his girlfriend are having their child today. They were inducing her starting at 5 p.m. Eastern time. That is 3 hours ago. So I believe they are in the midst and bringing their sweet boy into the world. So could you please cover them in the name of Jesus? Thank you so much. I had a chance to pray with them earlier today, but we can take all the prayer we can get. Amen. Amen. So Norris in Florida. Norris, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, Susan. Hi. How are you this evening? I hope you're well.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Not bad, but I'm asking for prayer for my three daughters and their children. Mm-hmm. For them to have have some connection with the Lord, and for them to get close to Him. Amen. And, you know, I did nursing in New York and inhaled the secondhand smoke. I was young. I didn't know anything about secondhand smoke. And now it's really bothering me. But thank God, I've been praying a lot, and He is working on me.
Right.
But I still cough a little, and my chest wheezes. So I have another appointment for my pulmonology on Friday. But I said, I watch you all the time on Fridays and sometime on the other days when you're in season, you and Mario is on. And I just want to say hi and how you're doing such a wonderful work for the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We do seek to honor Him and to love on our community. And we hope you feel it because it's the same on camera and off camera. I can say that on behalf of my co-host, it is a genuine care and concern for this community. And we praise God for that. We believe that's His character. Amen.
Yes.
Miss Norris, three daughters, grandchildren, breathing. You're having a pulmonary appointment on Friday. Is that the first half of the day or the second half of the day when you're having that appointment?
The second half of the day. The appointment is 2:00.
All right. It's at 2:00. All right. Family, you know what I'm going to say. Let's write down Norris's appointment and then circle back and make sure that we're praying for her and for a good report. For those of you who are participating using a prayer journal, or maybe you're keeping notes in your phone, this is a good time to write something down. Listen, we have a faithful community and we love you guys. We hear the phone calls where you're saying, you know, I'm praying with this person. We see it on social media too. So we just thank you. It's a sincere level of gratitude that we're expressing to you all for praying for each other and for praying for Norris and her appointment and her children and daughters. Excuse me, her daughters and grandchildren.
I pray for you and Mario all the time, and may God continue to carry both of you and be safe, and you and your family, both.
We really appreciate it.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Amen, Mario.
Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Norris. Mm-hmm. Listen, fellas.
All right, fellas.
Listen, hey, that means you're my friends, because that's how I talk to my friends.
Thank
here.
You, Norris. We'll
friends,
see you.
We are just elated to have Cavell on, calling from New York. Cavell, how can we pray or praise with you?
Hi, yes, for my son, Deshaun.
Okay.
So the Holy Spirit could lead him back into the church.
Okay.
And also for our marriage.
Okay.
To heal us, to strengthen.
All right, all right. Miss Cavell, how, may I ask, how long have you been married?
Say that again?
I wanted to just ask, how long have you been married?
11 years.
Oh, I'm sorry, 11 years?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, well, as one who is married as well, I can only imagine just the roller coaster ride that marriage can bring. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to go into much detail or ask you about much detail, but just wanted to let you know that we are going to lift you up, as well as your son, Deshaun. May I ask how old he is?
He's 23.
Okay, 23. So he's trying to figure out life for himself and make some choices that probably have you pretty concerned, it sounds like. Is that correct?
Yes, and also I wanted to pray for the lady that is in our marriage. Her name is Aminata.
Okay, okay. And so you're dealing with the third party in your marriage.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Very, very sorry to hear that. And we are going, you know, thank you for being an example. I don't want to call her an enemy, but, you know, this is an interference in your union. And for you to be so gracious, among other emotions that you could be feeling at the same time, may God reward you all according to his will for you trying to fulfill his word, even in a time of frustration and anger.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And in fact, is it all right, Cavell? Am I saying your name properly?
Yes.
Okay. If I just pray with you now, and I'm going to pray for the rest of our dear family members and then let season pray, but I want to start with you now. Let's
okay,
pray.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dear God, the humility. Ah, man. Even now, I feel your spirit just burning in my soul. Teach me how to pray, God. The humility that I sense from Cavell in the midst of immense pain, anger, frustration, and a host of other emotions that we may not have words for. But she chooses to lead with humility and choosing to fulfill your word that says to pray for those who spitefully use us, those who are our enemies, those who come against us. She's leading with that, God. My prayer, if it is her will and your will, but her will for her marriage to be mended, then give that to her, God, in the name of Jesus. We truly ultimately want your will to be done. But she, I just ask for a reward on her behalf for choosing humility in the midst of this. And we lift up Aminata. In the name of Jesus, we pray that she will have no rest day or night until she comes to grips with the reality of the part she plays in the disjoining of this unity. This union and this marriage. God, in the name of Jesus, pester her spirit
and him,
as well as her husband, in the name of Jesus. No rest until they reconcile and until they come to grips with what it is, what is taking place and what they're doing. And then, Lord, we just pray for Cavell in the name of Jesus, that you would give her peace, that as she runs the audit of her soul and what is going on in this, in her, on her part of this union, that you would help her to do this and that you would bring to her what she needs to see. But Lord, that she would have peace in the midst of this, knowing that you're taking care of it. And Lord, please just allow the empathy to come through in this prayer. But also, Lord, be with Deshaun, who's 23 and trying to find and figure his way. Lord, he may be running from you, but thank goodness that your presence is everywhere, mm-hmm. and that you don't give up on us. And when he stops to catch his breath, hoping that he's gotten far enough away, if that is his desire, may he see you with your arms open, mm-hmm. and ready to receive him. Thank you so much for hearing and answering this prayer. Then, Lord, we just ask that you be with Christian, who is having a child with his girlfriend at this moment. In the name of Jesus, this is a life-changing event. May it be a joyous one. But also, Lord, any struggle or complication that may come with this new event and this child, Lord, I pray that you would work it out between he and his girlfriend. Lord, we pray that this baby is happy and healthy, and that this child will have a chance to grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, and that you would surround this child with community that will nurture it despite anything that happens around he or she. And we just ask that your spirit would rest on Christian and his girlfriend, and may they come to know you in the midst of their struggle and in the midst of their trial and in the midst of transition. May they see you as their help, and may they develop a relationship with you that maybe they never anticipated having because they see you in the midst bringing them through. And then lastly, but not least, Lord, thank you for Wilbert. And thank you for answering his prayer. You're giving him individuals to bring before the altar. Thank you, Lord. And so we thank you for Eddie and his life. And we ask boldly, humbly, but boldly, that you will not allow his life to end because of cancer, that you would raise him off of his sick bed. But we know that you have a plan. But until that plan is revealed, we will pray for his healing.
Yes, Lord.
And his deliverance in this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, that even though we don't always know your will or understand, we know your character. And Heavenly Father, I praise you that your character is without spot or blemish.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, you are everlasting and never changing. And I praise your holy name, Father, for who you are. And Lord, we just want to take a moment to lift up Hector, Carlos, Laura, and Sylvia, I believe, is his mom's name, Lord, for the loss of Daniel. Jesus, I thank you so much that you are with the Belvedere family right now, Jesus. Lord, whether they have gathered together, whether they are apart, Father, whether they're having to work during this time, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you are in the midst, Lord, working out details, ministering to their hearts, Father, that you are reminding them of your goodness during a time where there just aren't words, Heavenly Father. And Lord, even if they have to take in some good things and put it on hold before they process it until their minds are able to really stop and think through some things, Father. Lord, whatever it is, I just pray that your peace and your presence would be with them, that while they might be grieving, they would not be overcome with grief. Heavenly Father, Lord, that they might feel discouraged or missing their dad, Daniel, Jesus. Father, that they would also draw upon his full life and the good times, Father, and remembering that they will be able to run into his arms again. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for resurrection. We thank you for the next thing Daniel sees will be you. And we praise you for that beautiful image, Lord. We thank you, Father, on behalf of Caitlin, Lord, that you would be with her papa and grandma and her mom and help her in her science test. Jesus is not her favorite subject, but Lord, I believe that she's been diligent to do what she needs to do. And so I pray that you would give her recall, Father, that you would calm her nerves and help her to see in big ways and in small ways how you're working through her prayers on behalf of her family, Lord. Grow her faith, Jesus. Lord, and I pray for health and for a sense of love and life and vibrancy in her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I also want to pray for our anonymous brother, Jay, Father, he's feeling suicidal. Heavenly Father, he's dealing with addiction. He's dealing with material possessions. And then his mother is also dealing with being shamed by their community because of his behavior. So Heavenly Father, whether we think that's right or not right that she should have to go through these things, or for whatever reasons he is going through what he's going through, Lord, they are your children that are going through it. Jesus, I believe that at some point Jay had surrendered his life to you, Father, but for some reason he's not walking with you right now. I pray that you would bring him to the end of himself and that you would break the chains of addiction, Heavenly Father. Jesus, you are the chain breaker. Father, I know this. There are members of our community who know this, Lord. And so I pray that in the discouragement that our dear sister has expressed at praying continuously over her brother and not seeing results, Lord, let the faith in this community provide the faith until she's able to see breakthrough, Heavenly Father. Lord, save his life, but save his eternity, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would move in a mighty way on his behalf and that you would comfort mother, sister, and community during this time in the mighty name of Jesus. For Norris, Lord, she wants her daughters and grandchildren to have a lasting and meaningful relationship with you, Jesus. And I think any relationship with you is meaningful, Lord. I pray that you would engineer scenarios that would draw them to your side, Heavenly Father, whether it be through might, whether it be through community, Jesus, whether it be through a timely word spoken. Have your way, Father. We just surrender her family to you and ask that you would be with her on her appointment on Friday at 2 p.m., Jesus. We thank you for all of the ways, Lord, that you are already moving. We believe in your goodness, Lord, and we believe that these things are doing something in the spirit, Jesus. And Lord, it might take time like it did for Daniel to see that the angel arrived 3 weeks later, Lord, but the angels were dispatched immediately, Father, and you began to move on his behalf. And I believe that that is the truth on behalf of this community today. Lord, while we wait, let us believe, let us be decisive and absolute in our determination to believe in the goodness of our God and that you are a God who sees, moves, and acts, and Jesus, most importantly, loves and saves. We thank you for these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We have Perry, I believe, our good friend Perry in North Carolina is on the line. Are you taking Perry?
Sure, I'll take Perry.
All right.
Perry.
Are you
All right, Perry.
I feel like I've been talking too long.
No, you're good. Perry, good to hear from you, man. How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, just wanted to let y'all guys, first of all, want to know how y'all guys are doing.
Yeah, Perry, man, doing all right. I've been telling Season I passed a test that has been a long time coming. And so I don't sleep well at night because all I'm doing is just waking up periodically and praising God. So,
that's right.
You know, that's the truth about it, man. But we're doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm a little better than I was last week.
Good.
Okay, good.
But I'm focusing on my mom and my sister.
Okay.
They still are in conflict.
Okay.
Really?
It's more my mom than my sister.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see the enemy moving in this thing and just stirring it up even more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It don't take a lot.
No.
And I've been praying against this, and I told my mom, talked with her today and asked her, would she be willing to call her?
Okay.
And just talk. But she's not willing to do that.
Okay.
And I said, well, God is going to have to move in this because he's the only one that's going to straighten this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you don't want it to go too deep. I said it's going too deep enough now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you have to let some things go. You got to be willing to forgive and let it go. I said, because this thing is going to hurt you. It's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And man, I said, you don't want that.
No.
But I just want in prayer for those two. My mom, her name is Dorothy, and my sister is Priscilla.
Okay.
My girlfriend, Madison.
Mm-hmm.
She is dealing with an ulcer.
Okay.
She's had it for 7 months. She's on medication. Her and her mom is in need of food. They ran out of food. And so I'm trying to help them with that. And just wanting God to continue to bless me and Madison's relationship. We've come so far in short months that we've known each other.
All right.
But I see God moving his hand in our relationship and just growing it bigger and stronger.
Okay, Perry. Well,
and knowing that God has truly helped me find my wife, just as the Bible has said.
All right, Perry. Well, we're certainly going to lift up those requests.
Okay.
Too big for us, but not too big for God. And so we're certainly going to lift those up today. It's always good to hear from you. And
well,
thank
you
as always, for sharing
Stephen,
your journey.
Yes,
you
sir.
Have a great night, okay?
You too, sir. Thank you. It's good to hear your voice again, friend.
You too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
So we are going to go to our friend Rose in Canada. Rose, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. We're walking it out with Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. God is good. God is good.
How can we pray today, Rose?
Yes, so I have my son. He's a police officer, and now he's in the court for a murder charge. I don't know what transpired. I don't really know anything, so...
So let me hear you clearly, Rose. Your son is a police officer. He's on a murder charge right now?
Yes.
So he's on the call, or he's being charged with murder?
He's been charged.
He's been charged. Understood.
Yes. There was shooting, so he was fired at and he fired back. You know, the job of a police officer.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
He along with his teammate. Teammate's name is Palmer.
Okay. Did you say Thomas?
Palmer. P-A-L-M-E-R. Palmer.
Oh, right. And then would you please tell me your son's first name again?
Surano. S-U-R-A-N-O. S-U-R-A-N-O.
S-U-R-A-N-O. Surano.
Surano. S-U-R-A-N-O.
F-F-U-R. Furano. Got it.
S.
S. Okay, I had it right the first time. I apologize, Miss Rose. I just want to get it
that's
right.
That's okay. That's
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Goodness. So,
and,
Serrano, I had it right, and Dharma. And then, okay. Oh, so they're both.
And I have my girl, which is Odin, O-D-I-E-N. And I have my other daughter, Novia. I just want them to draw closer to God, to give their all to him at this time, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Odin and Novia, closer
Odin
to God. Thank
yes.
you so much for your patience. Thank you for being gracious with me while we work out the sound on the phone lines in my ears. It's a touch staticky, but we are doing it, aren't we, Miss Rose?
Yes, we are.
I'm really sorry to hear that your son is going through that, as well as his teammate. I am sorry to hear that anybody was injured on both sides. I know that's never something that we want. So I'll be praying for all involved and the families that are represented as well, and that the Lord would work it out in justice,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Miss Rose, I thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything else that we can pray for during this time?
Oh, no. I just want to, you know, keep holding on in faith
Amen.
To the Almighty, you know.
Amen.
Never let go and never lose sight of, you know,
It must be very difficult
as
a mother.
We just want to get closer. We just want to stay close to him.
Amen.
We just want to stay close to him.
Yes, he knows what it is that's going to be happening. We're surrendered to him.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Rose,
we're
going to be lifting your family up here in just a moment. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing what's going on in your life
Thank
with
you
us.
So much for listening. Thank you so much.
It's our honor. Thank you. Well, she was patient with me. I appreciate it.
Man, we're going to go to Janine calling from North Carolina. Janine, how can we pray or praise with you?
I have both. The prayer is for me because I have another migraine. And I slept most of the day.
Okay. All right. Miss Janine, I'm not going to have you talk much, but just so sorry that you are going through this, and we're certainly going to lift you up in prayer. Is there anything else that we can pray for?
Yes. I have leg pain. Okay. And also my aunt had a stroke.
Oh. Okay. What is her first name?
Fern. F-E-R-N.
Fern, okay. Like Fern Gully.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Stroke. Is this the same aunt that's been struggling with her health?
No.
Okay. It's not Sylvia.
It's not Sylvia. Okay.
And I have an update on Sylvia.
Okay.
She finally got into a gastroenterologist.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
And
wow.
That's November 2nd.
Okay. That is awesome that she's able to get in and get seen. This is the diverticulum, is that correct?
Diverticulitis.
Yeah, diverticulitis. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We're getting it. Okay. Well, Miss Janine, thank you so much just for being with us, just constantly updating us. We do want to walk with you and in our community in whatever way we can. And so we're going to lift you up. So sorry about your migraine. I hope that you get some rest tonight and that it subsides quickly. All right?
Yeah, and I also lost a good friend of,
really?
Of the COVID.
Okay. Wow. That.
That was last week.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
That might have been some of the reason for the migraine. There's just so much stress, but who knows? We're going to lift you up. Sorry about your loss, truly.
And I'm missing my dad that passed away 4 years ago.
Mm. Wow. Ms. Janine, I want to lift you up now. I just pray that the Lord gives us the words to pray, but we're going to lift you up now, if that's okay.
Yes.
All right. Dear God, we are so grateful for Miss Janine. She is just so diligent in calling us, and she's going through so much. And I want to pray this promise, Lord. You said, many are the afflictions of the righteous,
mm-hmm.
but the Lord delivers them from them all. We're claiming she has many afflictions, and those around her are afflicted. And there's been loss, and there is pain, both physical and emotional. There are migraines, stress, and then there's grief as she mourns the loss of her father and missing him. Lord, draw close to her, we pray in the name of Jesus. And may she truly experience peace tonight, even as she is holding on to you. I just hear in her spirit echoing the words of Peter, where will I go? For you have the words of eternal life. She's holding on to you tonight, God. And we ask that you would make your presence known in her circumstances and the circumstances of her loved ones, her aunt who has had, Fern, who has had a stroke, God, may the medical staff be able to tend to her, and may there be a testimony on the other side of this perceived test, God. And thank you so much for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have one more caller. We're going to go to our good friend, Carol in Texas. Carol, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Yes, hi. Two things.
Yes,
I have a little pain up under the right side of my breast area. From time to time, I have that pain. I got a mammogram coming up on the end of this month, I think around about the 26th. So I want prayer that I'll have a good report concerning that.
Amen. We're
and
looking forward
one more
to that.
Thing.
Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. My husband, he's a very good provider. He's a wonderful provider and everything. And I thank God for that aspect of it. But he's not a good husband right now. We live as roommates. I've been with him 23 years, and we live in the house as a roommate.
Hmm.
During this COVID pandemic, there's no hugging, no touching. Sometimes I would like to cuddle with him.
Yeah.
He's distant from me and all of that. I mean, he hasn't really touched me in years, actually.
Mm.
And I thought about divorcing him hundreds of times, but he acts as if like he doesn't want that. So anyway, would you just pray?
I certainly will. And I just have to commend you
Thank
on your
you.
Candor.
Mm-hmm.
And your ability to be honest, because I believe that there are other women or maybe husbands out there who have been experiencing something similar, but
yes.
you speaking it out loud has breathed fresh air into their lives, if only to let them know that they're not alone. So thank
yes.
you.
You
thank
feel
you.
Alone too. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm really sorry to hear this. I am going to be personally praying continuously through the week for you guys. But
you.
We're also going to pray as a community. And I really just, I love the idea of a global community drawing together on behalf of each other's prayer requests in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Carol, I'm sorry to hear that you're also in pain. I'm glad to hear that you're going to the doctor. And
yes.
then, yes, we're going to be lifting up your marriage, that the Lord would provide restoration in there. Maybe
Amen.
Even something
Thank
new.
You.
Amen.
Oh, boy, that'd be great.
Something new. Jesus, he makes all things yeah. new. All right, Carol, we're going to be praying for you in just a moment.
All right.
All right.
Well, Susan, I know we probably have some social media. We're waiting. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY if you want to give us a call. I love season the transparency,
yes.
and we invite it as much as individuals want to give it. We experienced some great transparency last week,
mm-hmm.
and I think that it opened the floodgates. Like you said, individuals need to know, especially within the body of Christ, that it's not all roses.
Yeah, and we're all in process.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no shame. God's not surprised that it's taking us a minute to learn something. He knew how long it would take to grow this or that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So we need that family to be able to, and we're here by God's grace to bear one another's burdens. There should not be any shame associated with our circumstances, even if we caused negative circumstances. Jesus Christ is present. He knew you were going to do it. He made provision for forgiveness. And the body of Christ needs to mirror the character of Christ and be gracious to one another and provide a space for us to be able to talk about our issues and then take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Yeah. And speaking of taking it to the Lord in prayer, we're going to cover our phone calls here in just a minute. I believe you have one or two. But before we go into prayer, I would like to take a second to speak to our social media community. Family, we see you. Fatima watching from Brazil. Good to hear from you again. From the Philippines, Mario. Hey! Mario in the Philippines. Heather in Washington State. How's it going? Good to hear from you, Heather. Benjamin saying, hello, I'm traveling through Georgia. Travel on through, friend. So we are also saying hello from Montreal, our friend Shirley. And as far as I know, it's Montreal. So let's see. Elaine is watching from Jamaica, our family in Jamaica. Carol, hello from Texas. I think we might have just spoken, Carol. And Joy, of course, our girlfriend in the Philippines, as well as Colorado, Katricia. And family, listen, we've got all kinds of global community members. I'm so excited about this. I know some of you are in from Zambia, all over the place. So I'd like to just talk for a brief moment about the prayer requests here. Pray for I have lost hope in life. Tired of praying for a change and for trying to change and living. All I need is to rest. So, Zavashi, I am really sorry to hear of your discouragement. Jesus is even more so drawing close to you, is my prayer. Avia says, please pray that God will continue to cover me as my school COVID-19 cases increase and to a safe and smooth flight next week. Yes, amen, Avia. Let's see. Sevenil says, good morning. Let's pray. Please pray for my kids, Junjun and Ian, both not feeling well. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Let's see. So Eunice says, please pray for my husband, Frankie, to stop being an alcoholic. Yes, Lord. And my son-in-law, Jed, that he can continue to study the Bible. Thank you. God bless. Christina, Teresa, so many of you, Joy, Claudina, Nathalie, Fatima, Onika, Monica, family, we love you and we are tracking with you. Please know that. I'd like to go straight into prayer as we have our promise of the day here in just a moment, and then we'll say good day to you. All right, family?
All right.
I'll go ahead and start.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to say hello to our global community and to lift up the requests Zavashe mentioned and Avia, Lord, and Savinal. Our dear sister Carol and Eunice and Christina looking for a job, Heavenly Father. Lord, there are so many requests and so many needs. Jesus, thank you. And I don't just say this to say it, Lord. Thank you that you already knew. And I pray that we would experience the implications of that statement personally, Heavenly Father, that you have made a way before it happened, that you saw it before it happened, Heavenly Father. You don't cause necessarily every single thing because we have free will, but you know what we will choose. You know where we're going. You know what's going to happen. And Father, you are there. You are infinite and omnipresent, and I praise you for being bigger than we could possibly understand. I don't want to explain you, Lord, because if I could, then you wouldn't be God. So Jesus, please, would you be God for these requests? Lord, we ask for your intervention, for your love, for your life, for your salvation, for financial blessing, Lord, for school, for healing, Heavenly Father, on behalf of our family, for Rose, Father, she is praying for a son in who's being charged with murder, and for his teammate, Jesus. Lord, there is so much chaos around police work and around shootings and murder. Heavenly Father, there are some very unjust things that have happened, Lord, and there are some very, according to the laws, depending upon where, scenarios that are permitted. And Jesus, we do not have your wisdom, but Lord, we are asking for your justice. And Jesus, we pray that your justice would be served in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, vengeance is yours. You will repay. So Father, we surrender the circumstances to you. We surrender the outcome to you, Heavenly Father. And we ask protection over her son, Father, because that is Rose's request and the reason she called. Lord, please be with him. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would vindicate him, Father, under the circumstances, if this is the case, Lord, that you would also be with the family of the person who has been lost, Lord. Please also be with Tarma, Father. For Serrano, Jesus, Lord, wherever he is right now, I pray that you would encourage his heart. Heavenly Father, I don't know if our entire community knows this, but I'm a police wife. And Jesus, my heart goes to police families, but I am not blind to the circumstances and the poor choices of some scenarios in our world today. And Jesus, Lord, it is beyond me to be able to explain any of it. But Jesus, Lord, I know that no matter what choices we make, you are there. And so, Father, I pray for deliverance on behalf of Rose's family in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that he would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are there, that you have him covered. Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I pray for integrity to break loose continuously through the police family in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for protection in the name of Jesus. And I ask also, Lord, for Carol's pain to subside until she has a chance to go to her doctor's appointment. Heavenly Father, Lord, it's on her right side. I pray that you would touch her body and heal her, Jesus, and that you would even more so heal the relationship between her and her husband in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, restoration. I remember Mario praying one time, Father, that there would be like a familiarity that would return, a friendship, Father, a spark or some sort of a chuckle or maybe a flirt. Heavenly Father, Lord, maybe the old relationship doesn't need to be reformed. Maybe you are breaking it loose, Lord, so that it can be restored again into something different. Yeah. Lord, I pray that it would only be reformed under your will and your way and in your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak to her husband's heart. Lord, be with Carol and encourage her during this time in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just lift our brother Perry up. Mm-hmm. We thank you so much for the progress that has been made in his life and some of the areas that he's been praying for. His fiance Madison has had an ulcer for the last 7 months. She and a family member are running low on food, and Perry is trying to do his best to supply. Sounds like from a distance, Lord, but we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to give wisdom and discernment and understanding as the way in which they should go as this relationship continues to progress. Your will be done truly, God, and may they be open to how you're moving in that relationship. And then, Lord, for his mother, Dorothy, and his sister, Priscilla, Lord, as there is strife and conflict, we rebuke the enemy so that they can see long enough that there is more in common with them, with each other, than there is against each other. Lord, may healing take place. May each one recognize their missteps and be able to confess them one to another. And may reconciliation take place in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for hearing these prayers, God. We trust you with the results in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, family, we would love to leave you with a word of encouragement for today, which is why we participate in something called the Promise of the Day. So, family, today's promise is coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, and says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." I see two words, momentary and eternal.
Yeah, that's right.
And I really think that's
it.
That's the rub.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah, that's it. Remembering, even when it doesn't feel light.
No, it does not.
I don't think that scripture was trying to belittle our circumstance. No. But looking at those troubles in the light of eternity, by God's grace, He can give us the grace we need to be able to see it that way and claim victory in the moment, even when we can't see it. But knowing that in the end, God has the final say and we win if we're in Him. And so that doesn't always translate in the moment, and that's okay. That's why God walks it out with us. But that is the reality of it. And may we hold fast to that promise.
Amen. And I believe struggle after struggle, there's an increasing capacity. Strength doesn't just happen. It's a choice being strengthened by the Father, but that capacity increase occurs. And then one day, brothers and sisters in Christ, one day you'll go through something and go, I handled that differently.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. The Father's increased my capacity to be victorious in the midst. Family, it's the truth. The Lord grows good fruit in us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mario, would you mind closing in prayer?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much. We thank you so much for what you've done tonight. We know that there are times when you allow trouble, but you don't allow it without a plan. And you certainly don't abandon us in the midst of it. But it is truly for our good. And so we hold fast to you and your word and to your promises. Be with our community until we meet again. And be with Kayla, who didn't get to call through. But may we be able to speak to her soon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, family, we are so glad that you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we take a little bit more time with the prophet Elijah going through the prayers of the righteous.
That's right. And you can find us during the week on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, we go live each week at 8 p.m. Don't forget that prayer partners are standing by until midnight Eastern time for your prayer needs.
That's right. And family, we are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I think you said that already, didn't you?
Yeah.
Praise God. Social media. We will see you next week here at Let's Pray. Family, it's the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.
Take care.